there, and they were drinking champagne, and they were eating together. And at one point at this home meeting, he said, "Well, I'll probably be drinking this with you guys in jail." And those were his exact words.
So he prophesied his own
doom. And they came back to him, and they found him guilty of this murder and sentenced him to life without parole. Now, you talk about words having importance. I believe that this man showed behind the scenes that he was confessing guilt.
Let me ask you this. What happened to his first wife?
Well, she also died. A very peculiar situation. So even though he said he was innocent, by his very words, behind the scenes in his home, he was saying other things. So we really need to watch our words.
I wouldn't say this about every doctor, but in this case, I saw just a little bit of this as I was walking through the bedroom. But this man acted like he was arrogant, like he was smarter, that he could pull off the perfect prime and get away with it. The jury didn't buy his deal. And I mean, how long do they send him to prison for?
Now, which gentleman are you talking
about? The doctor.
Oh, the one I was just talking
right.
about? Yes, yeah. Life without, I just was mentioning that.
All right,
life without
parole. My
yes.
goodness.
So, well, in Psalm 30, verse 5, we went on to talking about his favor is a lifetime. His correction over you, if you do something bad, you want him to tell you. I really believe that you who are listening want God to tell you when you are doing something wrong, when he's not pleased with it. And his anger only lasts for a moment, but his favor for a lifetime. Weeping may last for a night, but joy comes in the morning. In Psalm 106:4, we have the verse, "Remember me, O Lord, in thy favor." And this, again, is number 7522. It means to be affectionate toward and to enjoy. So remember me, O Lord, in thy favor toward thy people. Visit me with thy salvation. That's such a wonderful verse, Darren. It tells us that when we do change our attitude towards God and we say, "Lord, I'm just ready for everything wonderful that you have for me." When we are at that point, that juncture in our life, Darren, when we are no longer the victim, we are no longer that scumbag, but we have turned that corner and we realize we're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Wow, that's an important point in our life.
I just had a vision sitting here doing this message of little kids. You know, let's say that they're 4, 5, 8, 6, 7, 8 years old, and dad has promised them something, and dad is in his chair, and they go over there and get dad by the hand, one on one side, one on the other. "Come on, dad, you promised." And they try to jerk him out of his chair. Maybe he's real tired or whatever, and it's a tug of war. Now, I believe that sometimes we need to tug on God.
Come on,
show
Abba.
Him. Come on,
come on
now.
Daddy.
And like David said, stir yourself. Stir yourself. Come on, incline your ear. In other words, don't just sit up right on your throne, but lean over and listen to my petition. Listen to my request. I believe God wants to have an intimate relationship with him so that we do call him Father. "Daddy, Daddy, help me." And I see these little kids, you know, say, "Daddy, you promised. Come on, Daddy, you said you'd do it." And they're pulling on dad and they're jerking on him, and you know, and maybe one of them runs around behind the chair and he's going to push on dad from behind. You know, you can see little kids. I've had my kids do that to me. Well, I believe that intimate relationship. "Dad, you promised and you never break your word, so come on." You
yes.
said you'd take us to the mall. You said you'd take us for ice cream. Or you said you'd play ball with us. And come on, Dad. And I believe that when we're passionate with the Lord God, I believe he loves it.
Yes. I really do.
I really believe. But if you have a great sense of inferiority and fear, which comes from the devil, you won't jump up and lean on your heavenly Father for him to do his fatherly duties on your behalf, which he's promised to do all through Scripture.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do have a responsibility, and that's to diligently seek God. In Proverbs 11:27, he says, "He who diligently seeks good." See, those of you who diligently, I mean, diligently is an action word. Every day, you're diligent about doing God's work. You're diligent about the fruit of Holy Spirit, about showing love, about being joyful, about being kind, being gentle, having self-control in areas of your own life. And that includes eating. Thank you very much. That includes eating. And everything should be watched over. I truly believe that. Everything that we do should be watched over and lifted up to the Lord. And Lord, is this sacrifice that I'm lifting up to you, is this okay? Are you approving of this, Lord? And so he who diligently seeks good seeks favor, but he who searches for evil, it will come to him. There are some of you, you have longingly desired to be over there in the world. And God help you, really. Some of you want to just push the envelope. You want to compromise and push the envelope to the very edge. And Darren, this is so scary for me to know that some people are just pushing the edge of the envelope, trying to compromise as much as they can in the world and still be a Christian. Very dangerous.
Well, let me give you an example. Yesterday, I heard a national talk show host, matter of fact, it was Savage on the Savage Nation, and he was saying, hey, we got a new casino opening in Las Vegas, and you can have 3 nights free stay. Now,
that's pretty attractive.
Yeah, something jumped on me. I thought, well, let's see, what's the 800 number? Maybe I better write it down. The Holy Spirit says, do you really want to just go, just to have a free three nights in Vegas? Is that really what you want to do? Mm. I thought, oh, Lord, forgive me. But you see, for a moment of time, Now, had it been a temptation for me to gamble, which it isn't, praise God, or temptation to go to the shows, which that's not a temptation, But I know this, bad company corrupts good morals.
Yes.
And a lot of people would say, oh, man, we get a freebie in Vegas. And they might even include the airfare. I've heard promotions like that. Well, they want to get you out to the casino thinking, well, you're going to go play the tables, you're going to play the slot machines, you're going to, you know, whatever.
Yes.
We have to be real careful that we don't take the bait.
Mm-hmm.
We have to fight that. Say, hey, I don't want to do that. That's not a part of me. In fact, one time I did fly to Vegas, I paid for the trip and went out because I thought, well, I can stay and it's nice and sunny out there and I'll get 3 days of rest. Everything they had was a ripoff. I looked for a Coke machine. There wasn't one. The only place you'd get one was a $3 Coke down by the pool, and it mostly ice in a plastic cup. And I thought, man, I'm going to spend $20 to get, you know, a Coke here. Going back to the airport, the taxi driver thought he'd be friendly and make conversation. He said, what did you think of our fair city? And I didn't pre-think this. I said, total rape. Mm-hmm. He laughed. He said, yeah, I think you're right, brother. I think you're right. It was total rape, but it's set up that way.
Yes. Well, here, Proverbs 11 that says, he who diligently seeks good seeks favor. Well, Proverbs 12:2 is in the same vein, Darren. It's a good man will obtain favor from the Lord, but he will condemn a man who devises evil. So there you see a real line drawn. If you seek good, if you diligently seek, God will pour favor in your life. If you're always compromising over in the gray area, you're going with your friends, your buddies, and you're going drinking or whatever, and you're devising evil, it's going to turn on you. You're going to be condemned. And Darren, what I love about Proverbs 8:35 is, he who finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. Now, who is me? He who finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. It's wisdom. And that word wisdom, favor, it's like a train. You talk so many times about an engine and cars that follow behind. Well, here's wisdom out front, and favor is right behind. Favor from the Lord, that wonderful favor to enjoy life. And God just wants to so help you to enjoy life. He's bending over backwards to do it.
You know, in that verse 2 of Proverbs 12 that you just read is so, I tell you, it's right out there. It's like a billboard. It says, a good man will obtain favor from the Lord. If we stopped right there, we said, man, isn't that wonderful? But he condemns a man who devises evil.
Mm-hmm.
So you've almost got the opposite end of the spectrum right there in one verse. The guy that seeks good gets favor from the Lord. The guy that's always thinking about evil, I mean, he brings condemnation down on his head.
And what is evil? Some of you say, I never do evil. We're going to cover that a little bit. You know, is it not paying all your taxes? Knowing that you owe some and you're getting around it through some deceptive way? Is it trying to get something free for nothing, you know, something for nothing? We're going to talk about that a little bit. But we want you to be so honest and so full of integrity that God has no other purpose here than to just pour his goodness upon you, his favor upon you. It's so important.
Now, I'd say stick around, turn this tape over, and we'll give you the second part of this message, and it's going to be a good one.